This week, in collaboration with member station WNYC, NPR is exploring progress in fighting cancer. One frequent question is whether we're winning the war on cancer that President Nixon declared back in 1971. Joining us to talk about that is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Now, Richard, I know this is a complicated question, but are we winning the war on cancer?
Well, Lisa, not surprisingly, there are a number of ways to get at that question. And I guess I'll start with the glass half empty view first and then get to the more optimistic view a little bit later. So first of all, if you look at the sheer number of Americans who die from cancer each year, that continues to grow year by year. It's now more than 500,000 people a year, and cancer makes up almost a quarter of all the deaths in this country. That also, of course, means that the cost of cancer is rising, and the National Institutes of Health estimates that the cost of cancer treatment will grow by something like 39% in this decade alone. And I might add that that estimate assumes very modest increases in the cost of care, and that's maybe pretty optimistic.
Yeah, that sounds fairly grim, and it sounds like the answer would basically be no, that we're losing the war on cancer.
Yeah, and one person who makes that assertion, with some caveats, is a man named Clifton Leaf, who's an editor at Fortune magazine, and he wrote a book on the topic called The Truth in Small Doses. Interestingly, he's a cancer survivor himself of many years, so he actually provides his own bit of a counterexample. But Leaf is not completely pessimistic. He does see that there has been incremental progress in treating many types of cancer, but he says, overall, there's really not enough effort being put into preventing cancer in the first place, and that's where we could really be making a huge difference, even if cancer researchers aren't really able to produce these amazing cures that we all hoped for back in 1971.
Right, but in truth, more people are also living with cancer, even if the number of people dying from it is growing. So what's the glass half full side?
Right. So there are 14 million Americans right now who are alive with cancer. So you're right. There are many people who are living with cancer. And that said, nobody's claiming that the situation is completely out of hand. But there's plenty of evidence that things are moving in the right direction. For example, while the number of cancer deaths has increased by 4% during the previous decade, the number of Americans has increased by 10%. So in proportion to the population, you can see that cancer is actually on the decline. And the change is even more dramatic than those numbers suggest. Yes, because, you know, cancer is mostly a disease of older people, and the proportion of people in our population who are older has been growing and growing and growing. So if you look at it from an individual's risk of dying from cancer, that number is actually falling gradually.
Yeah. Why is it falling? Is that a result of the money that this country and perhaps other countries have invested in the fight against cancer?
Yes. Well, several things are at play. And first of all, smoking is overwhelmingly the largest cause of cancer. But millions of people have quit smoking. And the result of that is we're seeing a strong decline in lung cancer and related diseases as a result. So prevention is playing a really important role there. Other forms of prevention make a big difference, too, like colonoscopies. You know, most people at the age of 50 are told to go get a colonoscopy. That will catch polyps before they turn cancerous. And that's one of the reasons that colon cancer is on the decline. And plus, many women have stopped taking these postmenopausal estrogen pills, which were popular for many years, but they realized that was linked to breast cancer. And as women have stopped taking those pills, that caused a downtick in breast cancer rates.
Okay, so it's reduced the rates, and that's all prophylactic. That's to prevent the onset of cancer. What about treatments once someone has cancer?
In some cases, yes. The classic example is treatment of childhood cancers, which those treatments have made those cancers much less deadly in many cases. There have also been incremental improvements in treatment for many other cancers. Of course, detecting cancer early has played some role in that, because if you can catch it earlier, it's generally more treatable in many instances. And these are not cures a lot of the time, but at least the treatments add years to people's lives. And of course, we should not forget that treatment is what people think about when they're asking that question, have we won the war on cancer, or is there progress in the war on cancer? So in that regard, we're clearly far from victory. Remember back in 1971, when Richard Nixon declared this war, the optimists really hoped that it would be just like putting a man on the moon, you know, a fabulous success we just experienced. But that was clearly far too simple a view of the disease the many diseases that we call cancer.
So I wonder, Richard, in closing, if you can take a step back a little bit. You've covered so many stories about medicine, about science. As you do your research for this particular series, what you come away with, whether there were any surprises for you as you revisit cancer, something you've covered a lot over the years but are now just getting back into. What's
Right.
your takeaway?
Yeah, well, it is interesting because I had spent a lot of time not covering cancer for the last 10 or 15 years or even longer than that. And so when I came back to the story, I thought, well, what has changed? And there were a few drugs that have come on the scene that have made a huge difference. And I think there was a hope that like Gleevec, which cures a couple of cancers, has a really dramatic effect. And there was a thought, well, you know, this is the new frontier on cancer. We haven't seen that replicated in a lot of other cancers yet, but there seems to be a hope that that could happen. I think the other thing that I came away realizing was that there's still no really organizing intellectual principle that really would say, here is cancer, you know, in its simplest sense, and if we can really understand these basic things, that would lead to cures or at least much stronger treatments. I mean, there's progress on, you know, thousands of different fronts, but nothing that had actually pulled everything together to one place and said, you know, here's the intellectual foundation that we can operate on to make, rapid progress in a lot of areas.
All right. Well, we appreciate your insights and your research. NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Lisa.